Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod. Do we say pod or podcast?
Well, we call it Amateur Tarot Pod.
Okay.
But it is a podcast.
I mean, I know that's short for podcast, but I just couldn't remember if when we start the show, we say Amateur Tarot Pod or Amateur Tarot Podcast.
People have strong opinions about the word pod being short for podcast.
All right. Well, let me reintroduce the show and then we'll get into that.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod. The only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That's Brian.
And that's Ben.
And some people have very strong opinions about pod versus podcast. The topic for today's conversation.
What do you think?
I don't care.
Oh, wait. Ben, I notice you're wearing a slightly tarnished tiara and you're here this week. What's going on?
Well, wouldn't you believe it? Spiritual gold is not the best cryptocurrency.
What? That doesn't make any sense. That's what we do all our guarantees in.
I know. And the value kind of bottomed out last week, and I lost a lot of my investment.
Oh.
So I'm back.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well, Brian, I appreciate your sympathy and your support. You're a good friend. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, I welcome you with open arms.
Well, what do you think about pod versus podcast?
I'm fine with it. I think that referring to something as the pod is, it makes sense.
I mean, I don't have time to sit around and say podcast. You know, it's two syllables.
Yeah.
And I'm a busy man. I used to be when I was rich.
Nobody's listening to these on iPods anymore. So it's not like the pod even refers to anything or podcast refers to anything. It's just a method of publishing for people.
Yeah. Isn't that weird that it's called a podcast based on the iPod?
Yeah, based on the technology that no longer exists.
Huh. Never really thought about that.
Yeah, now it should be like the phone cast.
Hmm. Or just the on-demand radio show.
Yeah.
That's catchy.
Welcome to Amateur Tarot On-Demand Radio.
Yeah. That's only on-demand radio show where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
All right.
All right. Ben, what do we do here on the Amateur Tarot On-Demand Radio Show?
Well, a lot of basically what you just heard, and then in the middle there's an ever-shrinking portion where we read some tarot cards and try to help somebody.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different ways to read tarot. There's a lot of opinions. There's a lot of schools. There's a lot of different tarot spreads.
Was I supposed to go to school?
No, you don't have to. We're amateurs.
Okay.
Rank amateurs.
Okay.
Some spreads for the tarot are super complex, but we are wholly unqualified, hence the no school. And so we just use a 3-card spread, and those represent, in the order we draw them, the recent past, current actions, and future 100% money-back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Be careful with that spiritual gold.
Yeah, well, they're just getting their money back.
Okay.
Which obviously you can't do because you sunk all your money into this cryptocurrency. There's no way we can find who started that and who gets the money from that.
Yeah.
Although
I noticed that you're wearing a new suit today.
Yeah, it came with a cape, and I thought that was a pretty cool thing to add. And I always liked, when I was a kid, I always liked when kings wore those red velvet capes with the white fur and the black spots. And so I thought, what better suit to get than one with a red velvet cape?
It's like last week you were poor, and this week you don't seem as poor.
Really? Is it just how I carry myself, or is it what makes you think that?
I don't know, Brian. Just the way that you talk about spiritual gold is weird.
Oh, well, however people choose to invest their money, that is up to them. An investment is just that. It's not a guarantee. And if I'd ever been to the spiritual gold website outside of just passing, I would probably notice that it says that down at the bottom of the page.
Okay. Well,
glad to have you back, Ben.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah,
so glad to have you back.
Glad to be here. The other thing that we do on the show is that we tease the card of the week.
Well, we have a card of the week. Oh. This is the part of the show where we tease the card of the week. What if we just get a card of the week and then we mercilessly bully it until it goes away?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so mean.
That's what you did to Curiosity last week.
That's true. I did do that to Curiosity. So I guess we do tease the card of the week.
There you go. See, I'm not so wrong.
I teased Curiosity until it turned into the Fool.
All right. Well, that's it. Those are the things that we do. So now we should do them.
Yeah, we have laid out the order of operations and now we shall operate. Let's
PEMDAS.
Yes, PEMDAS, indeed. Let's to Queerance Corner.
And here we are.
And here we are.
We've made the trek. It was very long, but we cut that part out because it didn't make for good radio.
It was arduous. I would say it's arduous. That kind of feels like a rich person word, doesn't it?
Arduous. Yeah, Brian, you have this rich person's glow about you today.
Oh, well, thanks.
It seems as my fortunes have gone down, yours have gone up in a strange, suspicious way.
Suspicious, you think?
Sorry, my programming glitch there.
That's okay. I'm willing to forgive things in the littler people.
I've also noticed something in your corner, out of the corner of my eye, and there's a book sitting over there. No, there's a book over there called Clean Jokes.
Yeah, I don't remember why I got that book, but I've got it.
It's the Book of Clean Jokes. Inscription on a headstone. Here lies a lawyer and an honest man. A passerby remarked, "It's hard to believe there's room enough for two people in that grave."
And that's why people don't really tell clean jokes. What's your favorite clean joke, Ben?
Have you heard about the corduroy pillows?
Mm-mm.
They're making headlines.
Nice. Mine is, what did one snowman say to the other snowman?
Tell me.
Do you smell carrots?
That's good.
Those are the only two funny clean jokes. Not that lawyer one. Forget you ever heard that. Strike it from the record. That was a fake laugh.
All right. Well, Queerance Corner, we have a question this week.
Who's our question from? Do you think it's from a Sarah or a Steven?
It's actually from 10% Other.
10% Other. This question comes from Naomi. And Naomi writes and says,
"My significant other and I recently found out that we are pregnant."
Congrats.
That was Brian editorialized there. "We are so happy and excited. We're both 30, but still feel so young. Will we be good parents? What kind of advice do the cards have for us?"
This is a big question for us.
Yes.
Usually people just ask if they should talk to their ex. No.
And the answer is no. This is a lot of pressure, and I don't feel confident about our ability to answer it.
I feel very confident. And because I feel so confident, I'm going to use a deck that I'm 100% spiritual gold back guarantee assured that you are going to hate.
And what deck is that?
It is the Ator Tarot.
Okay. Well, you're shuffling it, but I'm about to have to dig through it to look at it.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Don't shuffle it too good. We're off to a great start just looking at the back of the card, which has the four tarot symbols and then a background of words that just say tarot, 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 tarot. Oh, is that why it's Ator? Because it's like letters all mixed up?
No, the person's name is Ator.
Huh, interesting. You thought I was going to hate this, but I don't hate it.
What?
I don't love it, but I don't hate it. It's fun. It's cute. It's the tarot. It's the regular pictures, basically.
The Rider-Waite.
Yeah, the regular pictures.
There's some people that hate the Rider-Waite. I spend a lot of time on Facebook groups, and there's a group that I'm in where they refuse to acknowledge Rider-Waite system decks. They only use Thoth and, what's it called? Tarot de Marseille.
Why? What's so wrong with the Rider-Waite deck? They're just trying to be cool.
But they are cool, Ben. I hang out with them all the time.
No.
I just don't tell them that I only use Rider-Waite
decks. Anyway, it's a Rider-Waite deck, except for all of the characters are basically like Dilbert.
If Dilbert and Ziggy had a baby.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's like the tarot cards written in the comic section of the newspaper is what it is. So, that's fun.
What do you give it?
3.
Whoa! I am very surprised. When I got this deck, I didn't remember ordering it.
That happens to you a lot, it seems.
But I believe I ordered it on the strength of just seeing the Fool card and thinking that it looked really cute. And then when I got the whole deck, I just thought, oh, I'm not a fan.
Sounds like maybe you give it less stars than me.
I would, but with the exception of last week, I don't give star ratings.
All right. Naomi's question. She's pregnant. She's happy and excited. She wants to know if she's going to be a good parent and what she ought to do.
Do we have any pre-advice?
I don't feel qualified to give pre-advice.
Well, after having raised several children, and some kids live in my house and I play with them now.
That sounds...
Let me walk that back. Yeah. I live with a family and they have children and I'm like an uncle to those children.
Much better.
And so I get to instead of being a parent where you have to do all the hard stuff, I get to be an uncle where you just get to do the fun stuff and then leave when they cry or whatever.
Good.
And so I feel fully qualified to say that you're off to a good start by asking advice from
us.
Yeah, random people on the internet. That is the best way to be a good parent. So yes, you will be good parents because you're doing it right. And so now let's see what kind of advice the cards have.
Okay, that was very weak advice.
Well, possibly I don't feel as secure giving parenting advice as I might think.
Okay, so let's jump into the cards. The Aitor Tarot deck. Flip.
Card number one is the moon.
Now, the thing about the moon is that there's no humans on the moon, and so no Dilbert Ziggy Baby on this one.
True. And there's no, I mean, while we're getting into it, there's no life on the moon at all. It's just a barren rock.
Is your contention that this card takes place on the moon?
No, you said there's no humans on the moon, and I would say that there's more humans on the moon sometimes than there are other things.
True.
Not for a while. Do we ever go to the moon anymore?
No, but they say that they want to again.
Oh.
So on the moon card, obviously you guys know this. It's a lobster. It's the lobster path.
You gotta take the lobster path. Episode
9, I don't know. Go listen to the lobster path. It's awful. We thought we were really funny then. And look at us now.
And look at us now.
So the moon shows the lobster coming out of the lake, walking the lobster path between a dog and a wolf. Although this dog and wolf look very happy. And contented.
They do. Look at that. Do you call that one a wolf?
Isn't it?
I think of it as a coyote.
Oh, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a wolf.
Yeah, it's just like skinnier.
Yeah. It's all the same
family. And he looks like he's laughing.
He does. And then there's the salt and pepper shakers and then the sun with the moon inside of the sun.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
Is that how it usually is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Boy, do I not know the tarot.
Well, what's the moon about, Brian?
The moon is about things that you can't see but are still there. The moon is about your unconscious mind. And the moon is about being able to travel a path even though you don't know all the details.
Mm, I like that.
So I'm not so dumb.
Yeah.
You know, look, rubber duckies all over too.
Yep, those are there too. So in the context of this question, the moon...
Maybe they didn't know that they were going to be having a baby.
Hmm.
And suddenly that is revealed to them.
Okay.
And now there's this path that they have to walk.
Okay.
And they don't know what's going to be around each next corner.
Okay. Well, let's keep going and see if that holds.
All right.
Flip. Well, here we have the Nine of Swords.
The Nine of Swords.
Ziggy Dilbert is sitting up in bed with his hands in his face, and there are nine swords in the sky.
And the Nine of Swords is commonly referred to as the nightmare card or the anxiety card.
Yes. But that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's the present. Naomi's here asking for our advice.
Yeah.
Perhaps she's a bit anxious about... this child, you know, the path that she's walking is unknown to her.
Maybe these nine swords are each of 9 months that she's going to be like,
oh my God,
dwelling on these things and like really trying to think about it.
Good. Very good.
All right. Let's jump into the future.
Flip.
The Magician.
Okay. This is funny. It's funny because it's just the normal Magician card, but the Magician looks so silly. it's a guy in a white tunic and a red robe. He's holding a wand and he's kind of doing the hustle. And this card is all about making manifest what you want to make manifest.
Which I guess would be creating a human life from nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the Magician is all about, he's got all the tools of the tarot there, the coins, the cups, the swords, and the wands. And so he has everything he needs already to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in one sense, yeah, you're making manifest this child, but also you are going to be good parents because you already have the tools that you need to be a good parent.
Yeah, you have each other, and then you're excited to be parents.
And you have love and concern.
And you still feel so young, even at the grizzled old age of 30.
Yes, so that's good too. Can I take a stab at kind of putting this all together?
I wish you would.
All right, so we have the moon, which is... this unknown path that you're walking. You know, you sort of know what's coming, but obviously being a new parent, you never really know what's coming. And so you know there's this path you have to walk, but the steps that you have to take to get to the end of the path are a bit unclear. That is causing some anxiety, the Nine of Swords. And the Nine Swords for the 9 months of unknowing of what's it going to be like when this child comes. And finally, when the child does come, things are going to work out because you don't need anything else beyond what you already have. You have all of the tools in front of you that you need to make this child's life a success. And so, you know, as you're walking this moon path, don't worry so much about where the next step's going to lead. You may not be able to see it, but you already have the tools when you get to that next step on the path.
Ben, I think that was a phenomenal tying that up into a little story.
Thank you, Brian. Occasionally, we do good work here.
Sometimes we do. And I want to say congratulations again to Naomi.
Yes, congratulations.
And thanks for the question. Thanks for the moment you got pregnant thinking of us and thinking, yeah, I got to find out what these two dudes think about my pregnancy.
Well, when you put it like that. Huh. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Naomi.
Now we'll leave the corner with the clean jokes book. And I'll leave you with a clean joke. Teacher. Johnny, use the word vermin in a sentence. Johnny. Before I go fishing, I go vermin. I don't get it.
Oh, before I go fishing, I go worming. I go get worms.
Oh.
Johnny doesn't understand what the word vermin means, so he just replaced a consonant with another consonant.
I get it. Most people address a golf ball twice, one before they swing and once after. It's like a Yogi Berra thing. It's not really a joke.
I don't even understand anything about that. But I'm not a golfer, so.
All right. Well, we'll leave the clean jokes book in the corner and we'll get out of here.
Man, I hope we can burn the clean jokes when we burn the card of the week. Speaking of the card of the week, let's do it.
Okay, this week, another 78.
Who's the card of the week for?
What?
Who's the card of the week for?
Oh, it's for anyone, including this unborn child.
Nailed it. Okay.
And it's just something to have in your mind, in your brain, to think about this week. If you're facing down a challenge or something unexpected comes up, remember back to the Amateur Tarot Podcast and your friends Ben and Brian and what they had to say about whatever situation you're facing now.
Sounds good.
This week, we have another 78 deck.
Yeah, the 78 Astral. Tarot in space.
I like that. Tarot in space.
Tarot in space. Did you ever watch The Muppets?
A little bit. Oh, but I know that reference.
Pigs in space? Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. That's what I was trying to do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stepped
when
on
you
it.
Stole my clean joke.
Yeah. Well, that calls for another clean joke then.
I thought we left it in the corner. How'd it get to here?
The Sunday school teacher asked her class, "Does anyone know who lived in the Garden of Eden?" "I do, teacher," said little Mary. "It was the Adams family." So go ahead and describe the 78 Astral deck.
Well, the 78 Astral deck is 78 different artists with a space theme. Ooh, I like this one.
I really like that one.
I like the devil, which is sort of like a Barbarella, demonic space lady. That's it. This is good. I like this one. Look at the fool, which is just a cat floating in space and there's an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Now, last week we did the 78 water deck.
Yeah, 78 aquatic.
I like this deck a lot better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You really like space.
I do, but I also feel like the art is just more fun on this one. And so I'm going to give this deck 4 stars.
Whoa. Congrats, 78 Astral. You got 4 stars.
All right. This week, the card of the week is
flip.
That was weird. The 6 of Pentacles. And here we have a lot going on. We are situated in some sort of planet. There's a planet that we're on. And the background is the city, but we are not in the city. We are outside of the city. There is a like blue aquatic. I think she came over from the aquatic tarot deck. Space jellyfish ghost woman holding some scales and also inside some sort of weird glowing light, a small plant and 6 coins. And there are 2 space humans accepting
space beggars.
this cherry of, I suppose, life on this barren planet.
So the space hobos got their way. So that's the Six of Coins, and the Six of Coins is all about charity. Oh,
you got to read the book.
Yeah,
buddy.
I was supposed to be looking at the book the whole time, but I was
enamored by my description of the Six of Pentacles.
I was here. I'm here.
Okay.
The Six of Pentacles, the card story by Diana Bach, who's the artist. My take on it is a visiting alien who's giving a plant and six gold coins to two humans.
No, that's exactly what I described.
Whether they need or want it. It is on our Earth without without greenery, but with futuristic technological advancements. The skyline is Toronto of the future, and they're standing on the dried-up lake bed. Have you ever been to Toronto, Ben?
No, I haven't. I've been to several Canadian cities, but Toronto is not one.
I've never been to Canada at all.
Hmm. It's nice.
The plant is known as Pachyra aquatica, or the money tree, and is used in feng shui for wealth applications. The way the plant is positioned gives an illusion of a sunrise and mirage to further indicate hope and light in the dark. Pentacles also have an earth element association that I really wanted to express, especially the importance of nature and the possible dangers of letting ecological matters take a backseat to human advancements. Some may argue that advancements are more important. There are spaceships in the sky, and the humans have obvious technology. These indicates that perhaps they don't need the charity given them, showing the complexity of the Six of Pentacles. Wow.
Like, hold on.
Hmm?
So there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, and you described most of it very aptly.
Thank you. Now, the Six of Pentacles, in more direct terms, is about giving or receiving charity.
Mm-hmm.
And so, whatever that means. It doesn't have to be money. Could be wisdom. Could be a hug. Could be friendship. Whatever.
Yeah, it tends to speak more to what you need physically, though.
That
so,
is true.
I mean, it's pentacles,
okay, right.
It's coins, it's
the earth.
Often tied into money. It's often tied into things that you actively are needing to survive.
Okay. So this
but
week...
You're not wrong.
Well, a little bit.
No, I don't think you're wrong.
So this week, give some charity if you can. And if you need some charity, seek that out.
Yeah, that's always good advice from the Six of Pentacles. And speaking of charity, Ben, it looks like you haven't shaved in a couple days. Can I get you a cup of coffee or something?
Oh, you just want to rub it in how I won it big at the Kentucky Derby and now...
No, I'm not rubbing it in. If I can get you a cup of coffee or maybe if you needed a place to hang out for a little bit, just in case it gets cold or...
Yeah.
I noticed that the yacht's no longer attached to your Hyundai Sonata.
Yeah, I had to sell that when I declared bankruptcy.
Oh, a lot's happened this week. I guess I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, we can talk about it another time. You seem to be doing really well, so I don't want to bring you down.
I'm doing all right. It's whatever. I've got this cape and this suit. But you still have a tiara, so that's good. Did you want to run that through our dishwasher?
Yeah.
So it'd be a little cleaner?
Yeah, and if I could run my clothes through that too.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, that's the Six of Pentacles for this week.
Well, that's the end of the show. It's over. You've done it. You've made it. I've made it. Brian's made it.
We did it.
But it's at Brian's house, so he kind of can't leave.
It's true. So now we just start thanking people, right?
Yep.
Want to thank Naomi.
Congrats.
Part of the 10%ers.
Yep. And thanks to our LOLs, our Legions of Loyal Listeners.
And where can people find us, Ben?
On the internet.
Fair enough. You figured it out by now. It's amateurtarot.com. And you can send in your questions there. We appreciate that. Or if you didn't want to go to the website, you can get us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can also find us at Brian's house, but I'm not going to give you the address.
Fair enough. You can call me at my house at 314-325-6047.
And you can tweet at Brian at Tarot Amateur. Well, that's our podcast account. I'm sorry, our digital radio on-demand show.
And you can tweet at Ben at Making All This Up.
And Brian personally at Zen Iron Man. Now, this is the part of the show where I remind you to check your email. And when you do, rate and review the Amateur Tarot Podcast.
It doesn't cost anything and it helps us out a lot. And we appreciate it so much that we're going to share one of our reviews. This one comes from Reviewer 353-22790.
Do you think that he is one of the aliens that is bringing life to the planet?
I think so.
Or shit.
And reviewer 353-22790 says, great, 5 stars. The tarot provides a fun way to cope with the crippling uncertainty of human life. Brain and Ben are a fun way to cope with the tarot. A delight. I like that very much.
I like that.
So thanks, reviewer 353-22790. Now report back to work, drone. Oh, also be sure and find us on Facebook and join our Facebook group. And we can discuss all kinds of fun stuff there. And reviewer 353-22790, if you want to hit me up, we can be friends on Facebook and we can work on how to like do things that humans do, like eating food with utensils and stuff like that.
And then on the outline, it still says, thank you too, with no follow-up. So this week, I'll thank Tony Sorter, the editor of the Book of Clean Jokes.
Yes.
And I will leave you with this. The struggling young pediatrician put the following sign up beside his office door. Small fevers gratefully received.
What?
Oh, instead of favors. Small fevers instead of favors.
So the moral of this week is clean jokes aren't funny. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Yes. Well, it's just basically a Rider-Waite deck, but illustrated different. I mean, it just, you know. All right.